Track 68. Bella. Bella, can you hear me? I'm here. I love you. It was Edward's gentle voice. Edward, it hurts. My hand. Something is burning my hand, I murmured. He bit her, Carlyle said in despair. Edward, the only chance to save her is to suck the venom out of her. You must do it now, or it's going to be too late. Edward bent over my hand and started to suck. The pain was immense. I screamed, and then I fainted. My eyes opened to a bright white light. It was the hospital. Edward and Carlyle had saved me. Edward? My first word. Yes, I'm here. And your mum is here too, Bella. Alice called her. Mum? I turned my head and saw her. She bent down to hug me gently. Bella, I'm so sorry for what happened to you. Oh, dear. But now you're going to stay in Florida with me. I found a nice new house. It's very close to the ocean. You'll love it. No, Mum. I'm not going to Florida. I live in Forks. I don't want to leave. But you hated Forks. She looked back and forth between Edward and me. It's this boy, isn't it? He's part of it, I said. When Mum left, I called Edward. Edward, why didn't you just let the venom spread? By now I would be just like you. A vampire, I begged him. I can't, Bella. I'll never ever do that to you, he said in a calm but strong tone. But Edward, you don't understand. I'm going to get old and I'm going to die one day. I was crying now. That's the way it is, Bella. We are not having this discussion anymore. I refuse to condemn you to an eternity of night. You need to rest now.